Dr. Franz Grenier, the chairman of the Social Research Foundation, joins us live, streaming through BizNews Radio and, of course, on BizNews TV. Franz, you guys have been in the news a lot lately with the research that has been done. I understand that there's been some confusion. I guess it's not always that easy for reporters to get it right when you've got so much research that you have to analyze. But maybe let's just do a bit of headline stuff, because the real headline stuff is the GNU, or Government of National Unity, working in South Africa according to the voters?
Yeah. Alec, hi. We're at about 100 days into the GNU. We've tested opinion again. And what I can do piece by piece, and then you stop me where you need to, I'll take you through. If I'm not looking at you, it's because up here I've got the screen with a lot of the charts up. I'll take you through what we see. So, let's see what people think. If you say to people, if elections were taking place today, which party would you vote for? And we model that for the same turnout as the election in 3 months ago. Then what has happened is this. Support for the ANC is up from 40%, because that's what it got in the election, to 45%. Now, the margin of error on the survey is 3%. So that means we could be 3 percentage points out below or above our figure.
So no, we've got to stop there. We got to stop there. 45, that's substantial. That's more than 10 percentage points. 5 percentage points. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So those are big numbers.
It's almost twice the margin of error of the server.
What is it telling you?
Our sense is on current trends, this time next year, the ANC is back above 50%. On current trends, we'll talk about that too, whether these will hold. It's on its way back to above 50%. How's that?
I've got to stop you and just elaborate a little bit, because in the recent chat with Helen Ziller, she said, can't remember if it was off or on air, but everything's public with her. She said that the biggest danger for the minority party in a coalition or the smaller party is that they get wiped out next time round, or they lose a lot of ground. And from what you're telling me now, it seems like this is a real danger for the DA.
No. Look at what's happening. The DA is up from 21 point whatever it had to 24. So it's also up 10 percentage points. Although it's up 10%. It's up 2 percentage points, which is 66% of the margin of error. So it's not as definitive as what we're seeing in the ANC, but it's also up. The overall, if you're in the GNU, most, it doesn't apply to quite everyone, but generally, if you're an anchor tenant of the GNU, you're up over the last 100 days, strongly. The EFF outside the GNU is down from, well, it had 9.5. It's down to 6.
Whoa.
But isn't that 30% of its support gone.
Isn't that also because of Floyd's departure and the VBS scandal and so on?
Maybe Floyd's departure is because of the dissent. Chicken and egg. However, the action is the GNA partners. They are doing well. MK is down from 14.6 to 12. The entire quantum of the ANC's lift is accounted for by the slippage of MK and the EFF. The entire quantum of the DA's lift in the main is accounted for by the slippage of ASA and the Freedom Front.
ASA? Action South Africa?
ASA and or the
Action
Freedom
SA?
Front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Action. Yeah,
and action. What's happened with Action SA?
No, I think it's we got it now at rounding it to 0.5%. So I think it's on the way out. But we'll see. We'll see. So main point number one, to start with, 100 days in, the GNU partners are both growing, the key partners. People outside the GNU and the main are diminishing. ANC is on its way back to 50 plus, if the current trends hold. We'll talk about Gauteng, that might interrupt what we've seen in the last 100 days. And the DA is not being wiped out by the ANC's growth. So there's step one for you. Let me take you perhaps to refine something
France, here. Before yeah. you go to step two, what about the other two major members of the Government of National Unity? And here I'm talking about the IFP and the Patriotic Alliance. We've seen a lot of publicity around Gate and McKenzie. Most recent stuff, not so good. But how have they done in those polls, and indeed the IFP as well?
The IFP is up inside the GNU from 3.8 to 5. That's a bit of MK. And the pattern is perfect. Gate and McKenzie is up from 2.06 to 4.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a doubling. Yeah.
But people like the GNU. That's why. Well, it's inside the margin of error. It's doubling. So it is up. It's strongly up. Whether it's doubled or not, hard to tell. It's because people like the idea of the GNU. So let's go to something like this. So you ask about the African National Congress. Are they performing well or are they performing poorly in the GNU? People who say they're performing very well or quite well, if you add them together, of all voters, 60-something percent, low 60s, say the ANC is doing well in the GNU, which is a very strong number for them. Amongst black voters, the ANC doing well in the GNU is 67%. That's a very, very strong figure for them to have. If I scroll down to, let's go to the DA, are they performing well or are they performing poorly in the GNU? For all voters, 67% say they're performing well in the GNU. Amongst black voters, that is about 64%, very strong. This is very interesting. The DA inside the GNU gets pretty good reviews from black voters. The DA outside the GNU, not as much. But these aren't necessarily voters who are going to break to the DA. They just like the idea of the DA's performance in the inside the GNU. And earlier when we spoke, I don't know, a few weeks ago, one of the things I said to you is this GNU deal works structurally, because the DA constituency is the established multi-generational middle class. They're shell-shocked by load shedding and state capture and potholes. They're not easily going to vote for the ANC again, even if it performs well. A core ANC constituency is the aspirant middle class on the urban fringe. The DA is too stigmatized for them easily to break towards the DA. So they may stay in their relative lanes. And that is exactly what we're seeing 100 days in. A strong recovery in ANC support and a recovery in DA support, but they're not poaching from each other. And you might think that if you were a leader of either, and you had a sort of global statesman-like sense of what's in the best interest of the country, you might think, you know, this is pretty good because we're not competitors. The DA competes with the Freedom Front and ASA. The ANC competes with the EFF and MCO by having excluded some of those, not the Freedom Front, admittedly, from the GNU. The two anchor tenants of the GNU are seeing their support improve.
I've got to ask you to just elaborate on that, because again, getting back to Helen Ziller, she said at one of the BizNews conferences and has repeated numerous times thereafter that it's DA versus EFF, that the ANC is yesterday's news. From what the polling is telling us now, that's not actually what the reality is.
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to her properly for a very long time, and I haven't spoken to her on this data either. So I'm not sure exactly what she's going for. But at a certain level, Helen's of course completely correct that there is a view of the world that's represented by the EFF, and there's a view of the world represented by the DA. These are diametrically opposed, and the ANC is this behemoth of a political organization standing in the middle. Will ultimately make a choice one way or the other, and that determines the country's future. So that's what she means. I totally agree with her. Now, Helen's very good, so surprised that we disagree on this with each other. But yeah, so there, point one, parties are lifting. Point two, they're lifting because the GNU is very popular. It's only 100 days, though. It's still got to perform. So 200 days, 300 days, we'll watch carefully. But that's a start. Let me show you something else.
Gauteng. Let's go to Gauteng, France, because that is an area where we would have hoped that the GNU would have trickled down at least, and it hasn't.
Will you give me a minute? I want to show you something. It's very interesting.
Okay.
So you say it to voters now at 100 days. It was the right thing. Because it goes to the point you just made about Helena's comments on the EFF. It was the right thing for the ANC to join the GNU. It had to keep the EFF and MK out of power. And whatever compromises it made to do so were worth it. Or alternatively, it was a mistake for the ANC to do the GNU. The first statements, the ANC was right to persecute, isolate, banish the EFF and MK. A total of 56-57% of voters agree that they did the right thing. And voters disagreeing said this was a mistake, that comes to 37%. So there's a 20 percentage point split. And the voters saying it was the wrong thing is a number just slightly higher than the EFF, MK, and sort of radical ANC voter base. So even if you ask the explicit question, was the ANC right to abandon the black nationalist radical parties and break towards what its critics would call the liberal order of the former white opposition to apartheid, public support is firmly behind the decision that the ANC took at this time. So there's another thing for you. But, and I don't know, if we cut the show at this time, people will say, tremendous, the country's away. But I think almost the most important thing we asked is on the Progressive Caucus. I thought this was the most important insight we developed. You'll remember when MK and the EFF were banished into the back benches of Parliament and told they'll never govern the country, they formed what they called the Progressive Caucus. And so we asked voters. We said after the GNU was formed, parties on the radical left, and the question gets a bit involved, the EFF and MK formed what they called the Progressive Caucus, with its policies of radical economic transformation and expropriation, nationalization, all of that. Which of the following best describes your position on the Progressive Caucus? And the first option you had is you could say, the Progressive Caucus has my full support. It's necessary for transformation. The ANC is sold out. 100 days into the GNU, 28% of voters said that was their view on the Progressive Caucus. You could also have said that I absolutely oppose the Progressive Caucus. Its policies are dangerous. It's led by the corrupt. It's a toxic thing. We should avoid it at all costs. 46% of voters said that is how they felt. So that's a big split. That's a 16-point split above the pro. So that's very strong. But in the middle, there was a quarter of voters, exactly 25.2%, who said, I'm open to supporting the Progressive Caucus and what it stands for. I'll have a look and see what happens. So 100 days in, the anchor tenants, the ANC and the DA, are growing. And so are most of the members of the GNU. And the public thinks this is great. And even black voters think the DA is doing great, and white voters, never quite sure on the ANC, but it gets a fair chunk of white voters saying it's doing fine. However, I suspect that when we do this again, let's say a year from now, well, we'll do it ahead of that, but let's say a year from now, if this new government has not been able to bring about material improvements in the lives of people, then there will be the prospect that 25% in the middle that says, I like this GNU, because we know they've also told us that, but I've got my eye on the Progressive Caucus. If that 25% swings and turns negative on the GNU, you flip the entire deal around and you make possible an ANC-EFF-MK deal. And if I were the leaders of MK and the EFF, now, hasn't been great, bad elections, support dipping, I tell them, don't despair. Give it a few months. If this GNU does not perform, what does perform mean? Let's call it jobs. Material improvement in employment level. You still have you have a very serious shot at flipping this deal around. That might be a good segue into Gauteng, where the nucleus of the resistance to the GNU, if you call it that, appears to be headquartered.
Brilliant. But before we go there, this is a very strong message to business in South Africa. The corporates who are sitting on lashes of cash in their balance sheets. Because if they don't do something to support this move, there's a very serious danger. And I think that's a point that any sensible executive who gets this information will certainly be contemplating. But let's go into Gauteng and see how the resistance is doing.
Yeah, I don't understand Gauteng. I don't know who is. On whose side attempting to do what. And we, when we tell you something, and then we don't qualify it, it's because we don't understand it properly. Well, what we probably understand sufficient of is that there is a view within corners of the ANC that this GNU deal was a mistake. The people who feel threatened by it, perhaps people who feel threatened by the idea that South Africa might one day be well governed. They might be prosecuted. Something like that. And an attempt is being made in Gauteng to stage an alternative to the GNU. I think one view held in the camp of people who might be attempting to do this is that public opinion in South Africa to date has been utterly moderate and sensible and pragmatic. And there's very little demand for radical populism or populist ideas. And if you are a revolutionary ideologue, this has been a terrible failure on your part, because people aspire to live together in relative harmony, and the poor want to come to cities and get jobs, and no one wants to nationalize Discovery's medical aid schemes. They want to become members of Discovery medical aid schemes. And if you are a radical populist and you want to have any prospect of one day taking over the country, you need to change that. So you need to drive a determined policy of radicalization. And I think we saw one example of that in the incident around Pretoria Girls High. And if you missed that, a few weeks ago, some politicians in Gauteng manufactured a incident of racism at Pretoria Girls High and relied on the media, as regrettably it's often too easy to do, to blow this incident up. And a very interesting thing happened parallel with this is Thabo Mbeki actually went to investigate. And in the last couple of days, completely cleared the school of any wrongdoing, children or teachers involved. So I think we'll see a hard drive at radicalization. That's step one around Gauteng. I think a second thing that we'll see is an attempt to normalize the idea of the EFF and the government. The ANC represents a particular philosophical strain of Southern Africa's liberation movements that doesn't buy into the sort of France Fanon idea of leading a society to the brink of destruction and jumping off the cliff, and in the disaster that follows to build a sort of Venezuelan Valhalla. The ANC strain of liberation movement is much more cautious. It holds the view that if you run into resistance or trouble, you must pull back, because the purpose of the revolution is to harness the private sector to the revolutionary agenda of the state, not to seize the means of production and run them through the state. You'd never see the ANC in South Africa actually trying to take over a mine, employ the staff and sink a shaft and sell commodities. Much rather try to intimidate a mining executive into handing over a chunk of his business. There's a correct sense in the ANC that had they'd done the EFF deal 3 months ago, the market response, capital markets reaction, would have been so negative. The socioeconomic consequences would have been devastating, and the new administration would have come under immediate political pressure domestically, because living growth would have collapsed, the rand would have run away, imported inflation would have taken off. And so you'll see an effort at radicalization in Gauteng. And then what you're going to see is an effort at normalizing the idea of the EFF and the government. By saying to the EFF, you know, please be very moderate in your new role in Johannesburg or Pretoria. We need to get the market response on board and other people on. We need to get business to start saying, you know, these guys aren't so bad. Once we're firmly back in power, which might be in a few years' time, then we can turn on the revolutionary afterburners. And that is the, as far as I can make out, the strategy around Gauteng. And it succeeded in Johannesburg. It succeeded in Pretoria. And that's very important, because it means that whatever balance of influence there is in the ANC in favor of the GNU, it's not strong enough under pressure to stand for the GNU. And this is a little crack. It's a way to think of it. It's a little crack in the GNU. We said this, I think, on your show before. And what I think we must be watched now is, does this crack get longer? And does it get deeper? And does it run to December of 2027? Because in that month, the ANC picks a new leader. And if this crack leads to that leader and brings him to power, or her to power, whatever it might be, then there's a prospect that this GNU gets flipped in the immediate aftermath of that ANC electoral conference. So that's a country risk now. I'm not saying it will happen. I don't know if it will happen. But radicalization plus normalization of the EFF and government and MK, plus this little crack, can take advantage of that 25% of the voter base that says, yeah, we like the GNU, but, you know, we'd look at the Progressive Caucus. That will be the strategy to flip this thing around, if indeed it is undone.
Rance Grenier is the chairman of the Social Research Foundation. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.